Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm well.
Baruch Hashem. So your hours have been changed. Is that something you wanted?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Going to start without the usual Ana B'Koach because we did it just a few hours, a little bit ago in the earlier class, and that way we can do a little bit more in the Zohar class.
Okay.
So if you want to take the time now while we're waiting for other people to do the Ana B'Koach, go ahead.
Okay, I'll go ahead and mute myself.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
We're going to start directly into the Zohar because we did the Ana B'Koach in the earlier class. So if you want to take the time before we start, we'll wait, maybe one or two more minutes, but you can start the Ana B'Koach if you want.
Okay, I will. Brandelos.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're going to start directly with the Zohar reading tonight from the Parashat Pikudei. And amazingly, we have never done section one, actually any section. Well, we've done some sections in earlier classes, but there were never any handouts. So we're going to start with section one tonight. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. Row 1, the right-hand column, will give you the list of all of the parashas. Scroll down to the last link in the book of Shemot, the book of Exodus. It's the Zohar on the Parashah Pikudei. And when that opens up, click on section 1. And we're going to start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte bidhilu, urhimu, udhilu, udhilu, urhimu. Vayachda l'shem yudhe bavavhe, v'yichudash lim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maseh yadenu konene, aleinu maseh yadenu konenehu. Ele pekudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-idut asher pukad al-pi Moshe, v'gomer rabbi chiyayo, patach kol hanchalim, holchim el hayam v'hayam, einenu malei. Wigomer haikera ukmuha veitmar. Aval tol hanchalim ilain razin din chalin umabuin kadishin deitmar yan benachin leanchara. Umalayo, lehayama rabba v'kewan, dehayama rabba itmele, mitzidra de'inun nachalin, kedein hu apik, maya v'yashke, לכל חיוון ברק הדעה, ישקו כל חייתו שעדי. Before I read the translation, I just wanted to add a little bit about the Parashat Pekudei. The Kabbalists consider the Parsha of Pekudei similar to the preface of the Zohar. We know in the Hakdamot, the prefaces or the introductions to any book in Hebrew, that section, that idea is really covering all of the energy of the book. And that is the essence of the Parsha of Pekudei. If you read the Zohar, it's its own volume. Section, the Zohar on Pekudei is a whole book, but not just a normal size book. It's like a book and a half. Because the material in there is so extensive. And also, so revealing of light. Now we're in section 1, Pasuk 1, and I'm reading this translation of that for any of the new people who have just joined us. These are the accounts of the tabernacle of the testimony, as they were counted according to the mitzvah vote of Moses. Rabbi Chiya opened the discussion with the verse, all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. This verse has already been elucidated and learned, yet all these rivers are the secret of the holy rivers and springs, the Sephirot of Zeranpin, that filled and flowed to illuminate and fill this great sea, Malchut. And when the great sea is filled by these rivers, it flows over and waters the field animals, as it is written. They give drink to every wild beast, which are the grades of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. My commentary. Wild beasts can also be different levels of the spiritual consciousness of different human beings. Pasuk 2. Ma ketiv le'ela ham shaleach Mayanim v'gomer uvatar yashku kol chayto sadai yisaberu p'raim tzimam ileni nun retikin iltata dekad yama nakit lon kulhu Nakit lon v'shaiv, lon begaweyo, begaweya, uvatar apik mayin, v'sitra achara, te'inun retikin, kadishin diltata, v'yashkelon, V'kulhu itmanun v'itpaktun v'ishmakda'a l'kulam b'shem yakra yikra u'ginkach ele v'kudei ha'mishkan mishkan ha'edut. The translation. The verse preceding, they give drink to every wild beast, is he sends the springs into the valleys, and after it they give drink to every wild beast. The wild asses quench their thirst. These are the lower chariots of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, called wild beasts and wild asses. And when the sea, Malchut, receives the springs, the lights of Zeranpin, it takes and swallows them inside, then lets water out on the other side, which is the holy chariots below, in Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, and waters them, and all are counted and numbered by name. For all the grades that Malchut waters, she calls by name. As it is said, he calls them all by name. Therefore it is written, these are the accounts of the tabernacle. For the tabernacle is Malchut, and the grades that she waters, namely the utensils of the tabernacle, are accounted, that are called by name. Excuse me. My commentary. As we study the Parasha of Pikudei, we learn that this section of the Zohar has significant descriptions of the negative system. As this pasuk says, Malchut receives from Zeranpin. Yet the question remains with regard to the balance of pasuk 2. Who does Malchut share with, since Malchut does not have lights of its own? The pasuk is saying, and the balance of the Zohar on this parasha is saying, that Malchut shares with the mixture of our physical world. That mixture is everyone and everything in our physical world. That's the end of section one. Does anybody have any questions? We're now going to read Section 2.
I have a question, Hanok.
Go ahead.
Don't we supposed to be reading the Parasha by Yahel?
This week's reading is two Parashiot, Vayakhel and Pikudei. We read both Parashiot. Both parashas this week. On Saturday night, we read one section of Parasha Vayakhel, and tonight we're reading sections in Pikudei.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. If this is just the first portion, the first parasha, where we had the double portion in this whole year. Pasuk 3. Rabbi Yosei Patach Ma Rav Tucha Asher Tzapanta Lirecha Palta Lechosim Bach Neged Bnei Adam Ma Rav Tucha Kamait Lonely Bnei Nashali Istakla Uminda Piorcho Tekud Shabarichu Dehabekol Yoma Vyoma Kala Nafik Piakriz We Amar Isamru Bino Alma Alma Teruku Bale Hovin Istalaku Mershata Tetapis Adla Itafsun Raglaiku Behai Rishata Galgala Sahara Tadir Salik Benachit Vav Leinun Tedachyan Raglaihu Migoy Galgala Dehanafle Legoy Umka Tetamir Leinun Chayave Alma. The translation. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion with the verse, "Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have performed for those who trust in you in the sight of the sons of men." "Oh, how great is your goodness" means how much should people observe and know the ways of the Holy One, blessed be He. For every day a voice resounds and proclaims, saying, "Beware, you people, close the doors of sins. Stay away from that net that captures people. Before your legs are caught in the net, there is a wheel constantly turning in the world, the supernal judgment. It goes up and down. It lifts up and brings down people. Woe to those whose legs are pushed from the wheel, for they fall into a pit kept for the wicked people of the world." My commentary. What do you think? Is this a metaphor or true reality? Is reincarnation part of the wheel that constantly turns to lift people up and bring them down? What do you think? Pasuk 4. Wawayolinun denaflin velayikumun velayin haru bin chora deganis lesadikayayo vealmadiate zakain imun sadikayayo vealmadiate Tekama nachorin genizin lon kama dunin behahu alma tamirin lon fikti marav tucha asher tzafanta lireyecha Ma rav tucha ha ukmucha dahu for deganis le atzadikayayo le alma diate tikti vayar Elohim et haor kitov uktiv or Saruah Latzadik Uyishrei Lev Simcha Yalda Marav Tucha. The phrase in the second to the last sentence in the Aramaic is the same phrases that come from Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur. So the translation, woe to those who fall into that said pit, for they will never rise, nor be illuminated by the light stored up for the righteous in the world that is coming. Happy are the righteous in the world that is coming, for many lights are stored up and kept for them. Many delights of that world are laid up for them, as it is said, oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you. We already explained that. Oh, how great is your goodness refers to the light stored up for the righteous in the world that is coming, as it is written, and Elohim saw the light that it was good. And light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Sown means stored up. Upon this it is written, oh, how great is your goodness. My commentary is a question. As a student of Kabbalah, do you see the wheel in this pasuk? Pasuk 5. Ketiv hakam arav tucha uktiv hatam v'yar Elohim et ha'or ki tov asher tzafanta begin de yistakal kudsha barichu v'ha'hu nehora v'yistakal be'inun Chayavaya bizmikinin lemechete bialma veganizleya lichahu nechora lemizke beya tzadikayayo lialma diate kima veitmar. The translation. It is written here, oh, how great is your goodness, and elsewhere, and Elohim saw the light that it was good. As it is said, there upon the light that is, it is good. So here your goodness means your light, which you have laid up, means that when the Holy One, blessed be He, looked at the light, He also looked at the wicked destined to commit sins in the world. And so he stored up that light to grant it to the righteous in the world that is coming, as we have learned. My commentary. Learn this spiritual law well. Light is good. Good or goodness is light. As a student of Kabbalah, one needs to ask, in my opinion, what is the meaning of light? What is the meaning of good or goodness? What else is included in these two terms? Light and good. Light or goodness. Pasuk 6. Ha'alta pakadmeta sa'pipanta. Uvatar Palta Elata Safnata Kemade Itmar Pealmata Begindahu Nehora Diganiz Beya Avid Kuchabrihu Omanuta Pealma Menalan Dictive toldot ha-shamayim v'ha-aretz v'hi baram v'avraham k'ti v'ha-hu nechora di-avraham k'aniz le'ya k'udsha b'richu uve'ya avidu manuta di-alma diktiv Payalta lechosim bach leinun diat ve tichot tzila dekucha bete. The translation. It is said you have performed for those who trust in you. He asks, why is it said first laid up and then performed? And he answers that laid up means, as we said, stored for the righteous. Performed means that by that stored light, the Holy One, blessed be He, performed the workmanship of the world. We know this from the verse, these are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created. It is written, Avraham, because the letters of when they were created, which is the Hebrew word behibaram, these are the same letters as by Abraham. And the Hebrew for that by Abraham is be'Avraham. For the light of Avraham, which is chesed, is stored up by the Holy One, blessed be He, who by using it performed the building of the world. As it is written, you have performed for those who trust in you, namely for those who sit under the shade of the Holy One, blessed be He, who take refuge in His shade. My commentary. Creation begins with Chachma, with wisdom, as said in both Psalms and Proverbs. What did Bina create? The answer is Zeran Kin and Malchut. What did Bina begin this creation with? This pasuk expresses that the beginning of the lower creations is Chesed. The Zohar explains that taking refuge in the shade of Hashem means to copy the attribute of Chesed, loving kindnesses expressed in actions to other people. Pasuk 7. Neged b'nei Adam deha b'hai umanuta deit aved b'hai nehora kaimin b'nei nasha bi'alma v'kiyuma bilchon hawe af al gav deihu kaniz be'ya I mean, Penein Asha Bialma, Dain Paalta, Umanuta, Bialma Dadevea, Ita Ved Kola Behushbana, Umanuta Dialma, Kegavna Da Umanuta, Dimashkina Deihu. Umanuta kegavna dialma vehaukrimna. In the sight of the sons of men, the meaning of this is that this construction, done by that light, sustains people in the world and is their existence. And though the light is stored up, people live by it in this world. Performed refers to the building of this world according to an orderly plan. The building of the world is like the building of the tabernacle that was constructed in the same manner as the world, as we explained. My commentary. The study of the Mishkan provides a blueprint for creation of all things. And this is one reason why it is important to study the construction of the Mishkan. Pasuk 8. Ketiv haka ele pekudei ha-mishkan uktiv hata mele toldot ha-shamayim v'ha-aretz begin de kol inun toldin de'avdu be'apiku shema yaviara kuhu bechela de'ahu Mechora de Ganis, Itavidu, the Nitnafku, Peku de Hamishkan, the Hahu Hela, Nafku Minalan, Dictivu Salel, Ben Ori, Ben Uri, Ben Hur, Ben Hur, Lemate Yehuda, Daihu Mesidra, Dimina Vieto, Ahaliyav, Daihu Mesidra, Dismala Umashkina, Mesidra Dimina, Usmala Itkam, Itavedu Moshe, Tahawa Benaihu, Okim Lea. The translation. It is written here, these are the accounts of the tabernacle, and elsewhere, these are the generations of the heaven and the earth. This indicates that the actions are the same in both cases. For all the generations produced by the heaven and earth were formed and came out by the power of the stored light. And also the accounts of the tabernacle came out by that power of the stored light. From where do we know this? From the verse, and Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Of the right side, which is Abraham, the stored light, as said, and with him Aholiab of the left side, and the tabernacle, which is Malchut, was founded by right and left. And Moses, who was between them, the secret of the central column, founded it. My commentary. This pasuk hints to the creation of people using the essence of the light, which is chesed, loving kindnesses. Thus we learn that the letter of the law is a corrupt teaching when the letter of the law does not include the spirit of the law. Think of this when one hears the phrase, "This is a nation of laws." That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Section 3. Pasuk 9. Rabbi Elazar patach v'yamar, v'hu kan b'chesed, kisei v'yashav alav, v'emet v'gomer, v'hu kan b'chesed, kisei, ha'u kimna kad machashava, salik biru, t'ched v'amit mira, De call to Mirin, de lait yada, de lait de vak mate hahu, fed va uva tash, goe macha shava, uktain alba atar, de al. The translation. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion with the verse, "And in mercy a throne was established, and he sat upon it in truthfulness." "And in mercy a throne was established" refers, as we explained, to the thought, the secret of Chokmah called the supernal Abba and Ima. It went up to be established by the will and joy from the most hidden of all, that is never known nor conceived, which is Atik. The joy from Atik shone into the thought, Abba, and came to wherever it came. Namely, it united with the supernal Ima by the light of Chesed in a never-ending union, in the secret of the verse, because he delights in mercy. My commentary. This pasuk hints to the essence of Atik, which is Keter. That essence is mercy. As Kabbalah teaches, mercy, which is Tiferet, has both Chesed and Gibborah in balance. Do not make the mistake to think that mercy is the same as mercy in our world. In Keter, mercy would be even more sublime. Pasuk 10. Ad itkanis b'chad hekala ila'a deyu tamir le'el umitaman na'adin Beit mashkan kol nechorin, demina dina til bekad meta, uvatar natil, kulhu mehaku mehahu, sitar yamina itkan, kur siayo letata, dehakucha barifu. Atkin lehahu kursiyayo behesed v'yashav alav v'emet v'ihu tikuna d'chotama d'kola v'layativ al hahu kursiyayo ela b'chotama Dadihu emet, Yohel David, Tihu Bekur Sayayo, Latata. The translation. Until Abba and Ima were concealed, that is, established and clothed in a supernal temple, Bina called Israel Saba and Tibunah. This temple is hidden above in its place. Namely, Chokmah is not revealed there in its place. But in that place are drawn and flow all the lights. The light of Chasadim from the right column. The light of Chokmah from the left column. And the light of Dat from the central column. Only the light of Chasadim from the right travels first. Then all the lights travel. The lights of Chokmah the lights of Chokmah and of Dat. The lower throne, Malchut, is amended from the right side, because the Holy One, blessed be He, Zeranpin, made this throne with Chesed, drawn from the right column of Israel Saba and Tibunah, and the supernal Abba and Ima. And he sat upon it in truthfulness, for he establishes the universal seal. He does not sit upon the throne, Malchut, save by right of the seal, which is truth. The establishing of the central column called truth in the tabernacle of David, which is Malchut, the lower throne. My commentary. This verse is very esoteric. What I glean from it is that the flow of light is also in a staggered level. First the light of Chesed, followed by the light of Chokmah, followed by the light of Dat. This is also related to the concept of thesis antithesis, and synthesis, as is taught in the modern or less than modern economic theory of Karl Marx and communism. Pasuk 11. Shopet v'doresh mishpat. I should mention that while I said communism, it's not the communism as manifested in the Soviet Union in 1917 to 1920. The communism in that country was related to a less than pure communism associated with Lenin. But I'm referring to the communism that is totally pure from the original theory of Karl Marx. Pasuk 11. Shopet v'doresh mishpat hir tzedek shopet mesitra d'dina v'doresh mishpat mesitra d'rachame hir tzedek ihu kursiyayo d'dina d'ihu be'dina L'tata tachatzi kegavna da mishkina la itakan ela besitra da kegavna da dechesed kid ka amran le'ela vi'ad itmenun toldim Beitat kanu kulhu letata. The translation. Judging and seeking judgment and quick to do righteousness is the end of the verse. He is judging, meaning by the side of judgment, the left column, and seeking judgment by the side of mercy, the central column. And quick to do righteousness refers to the throne of judgment, which is the lower court, namely Malchut. Come and see, in the same manner, the tabernacle was established only by that side, the right, like the chesed we mentioned in the secret of, and in mercy a throne was established. And thereby all the generations were numbered and set in order, that are drawn from Malchut. My commentary. This pasuk clearly identifies that the generations of human beings are set to follow an orderly progression to completion. In essence, your children are meant to learn from you and then teach to their children. That is the end of the section. It's also the end of our class. Are there any questions? This coming Shabbat, as we mentioned earlier, is a double portion reading, so it's rather lengthy. But at 6 o'clock, we will have our Havdalahs. And at 7 o'clock, the Zohar reading from the Parasha of Vayikra, starting the new book of Leviticus, Vayikra. At 10:30 Sunday morning, we will continue our teachings and our preparation for the holidays. I remind you that Rosh Chodesh is Monday night, the 28th, at 7 p.m. We will have our Rosh Chodesh connection. And then commencing, Monday night is the 27th of March. Commencing the morning of the 28th at 8 a.m. West Coast time, we will have a half hour to 45 minute session where we will make our connections to the Nasim, the princes of the tribes, and that connection will assist us in taking control of each of the months of the year. And we will do this for the 14 days leading up to Pesach, to Passover. Are there any questions? Shalom to all. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
Take care, Daniel.